Level Up Law is looking to help you. You might have heard about the recent lawsuits surrounding Ozempic. It's concerning, right? Unfortunately, a lot of people have been experiencing some serious issues from taking semaglutide or tirzepatides, including severe vomiting, hospitalization, pancreatic issues. The list goes on and on. If you've experienced any of this, you are not alone. And here's the thing, Level Up Law is here to help. We already have a team of lawyers researching this issue and preparing to help those who need it. Don't hesitate to reach out to our team if a doctor prescribed you these drugs and you're experiencing issues. Give us a call at 855-LEVEL-UP. That's 855-LEVEL-UP, and we will answer your questions. Remember, you're not alone. Level Up Law has got your back.
It's episode 221 of Vegas Revealed. Free ballet at a hotel casino on the Strip throughout the summer.
And Blake Shelton hints at a future Vegas residency show here on the Strip.
I'm a Vegas guy now.
Also, we chat with Buddy Velastro at the Venetian's 25th anniversary. The reality star and baker loves Las Vegas.
Plus, there's a new president at the Rio.
It's all this week on Vegas Revealed.
Vegas Revealed, presented by Level Up Law, starts now.
Welcome to Vegas Revealed, episode 221. Dana Roselli and Sean McAllister here. Another week, and it is finally getting hot in Las Vegas. And Sean, usually I love it, but I don't know. I'm kind of worried. I don't know if I'm prepared for it.
What do you mean? You've been talking for months. You're like, oh my gosh, I can't wait till the warm weather's here. I can't wait for the pool weather to be here.
Well, the pool weather's been here, though. Well, that's fine. I'm already in the pool. I was swimming all weekend and laying out, so that's fine, but it's beautiful.
Is it just the 90s? And above?
It's not even the... Yeah, I guess the 90s I can handle. I'm thinking of the 100s.
Got it. Okay.
I'm like, I don't know, because it feels hot when it's 90. It's already been 90. And I'm like, wow, we got to go another like 10, 20 degrees some days.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
I mean, it is toasty. That sun is intense. You do forget about it.
You do.
And, you know, you have to acclimate yourself to the Las Vegas summertime weather.
Mm-hmm.
And especially someone the other day I was just talking to, and they were like, oh my gosh, the hairdryer effect is going to start kicking in soon.
Yeah.
Like that summer breeze that's just hot.
Yeah.
And it feels like there's a big hairdryer blowing in your face.
It's true. And you know, this weekend is going to be in the 90s, and EDC, the Electric Daisy Carnival, is in town, and that will be really steamy. Good thing is, I mean, they do have some stuff going in the day, though, with like the EDC camp and stuff. But good thing it's 7 p.m. to 5:30 a.m.
Yeah, no kidding. All in the overnight hours.
Yeah, when that sun goes down. And that does make a difference.
It makes a huge difference. It really does. And we were just out. We went to one of those lantern festivals mm-hmm. in Mesquite. That's right on the Nevada-Arizona border. And driving back home from it, it was nighttime mm-hmm. and we drove by the speedway and saw all of the lights that were set up and all the staging being set up there for EDC. They have that camp EDC with all the canopies and everything that were set up out there. So
yeah,
they're ready.
Oh yeah. It looks really nice. And when I was, cause we're doing a little bit on that in our segment that we do on KCAL, and I was reading about it, and it was like, the traffic starts at 2 PM. So be prepared, even
right.
though it starts at seven. So, you know, people start, you know, kind of filing in. So they're like, if you're going to the daytime camp EDC, keep that in mind. And so anyway, it gets packed up there, hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, and it is popular. People from all over the world come here to Las Vegas for EDC, one of the biggest electronic dance music festivals in North America and even in the world.
Yeah.
So it is definitely an attraction, and so are the outfits that we're mm-hmm. going to see from guests who are in town mm-hmm. for the festival. We'll see those all over the Strip.
I know. And, you know, I learned something new when I was reading the website. You can go, you only have to be 18 to go, and then 21 and over, obviously, to purchase alcohol on site. But I didn't realize that, you know, there was an age limit on it. I didn't know it was 18 and over. So I thought that was interesting. Also, I noticed that Resorts World just put out that the EDC hotel is completely sold out. So
wow,
they kind of, you know, they theme it up over there for that. And it's one of the northern, you know, properties, which is closer to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Right.
So that's where EDC is. So anyway, yeah, they're sold out. So
yeah. Now I have lots of activations over there for the EDC guests who are staying there on property mm-hmm. and who are just going to pop in to visit. So welcome to all the EDC visitors. Have a good time and be safe out there.
Yeah. And get some pool time in while you're here. Yeah. I do love the pool, Sean. I went swimming the other day and I was like, people like to go and like lay out and like chill in their chair. Not me. I'm in the chair.
In the water.
I am in the water. I am under. I am swimming. I am all of it. I love the first dunk. I love it. It's the most refreshing thing ever. All right. So anyway, it's going to be a fun summer here in Las Vegas. Should we talk about some of our text messages we got? Last week, you were talking about people bringing their kids to the Las Vegas Strip. No big deal, but like having them out and about late night, you know, after the sun goes down and doing cartwheels in the lobby and crossing the street, you know, rolling the carriage and all that.
Well, and also if you're going to bring your kids to the Strip, like just because you are in Las Vegas doesn't mean that parenting stops. Like you still have to parent your children while you're here in Las Vegas, especially at night when it gets packed and it's a more adult vibe. And we did get some text message responses from listeners. Kevin in South Carolina chimed in from Myrtle Beach.
Baby. Listen, Myrtle Beach. Oh, I had a couple good spring breaks there.
I remember being piled in the car driving down to Myrtle Beach.
That was fun.
Man alive.
Oh, God, the stories.
But Kevin said, he was like, hey, I was listening to the story about that girl doing cartwheels through the Bellagio lobby, and I agree 100%. Parents have got to be responsible for their children, and that seems to be a rarity.
Yeah.
And it's not a rule. Every parent isn't, you know, abandoning their parental duties mm-hmm. in Las Vegas, but some are.
Right. Exactly. So that's what, you know, Kevin agrees. Kevin also said, hey, he likes the text messaging. We do too. He says, I love the show. I've been supporting you guys and listening for several years. Hope to run into you one day out in Las Vegas. Well, you probably will because we're out and about a lot, right? we also got a message from the first person who text messaged us. We celebrated him last week, and now we know it's a him. It's Steve. And Steve said, thanks for reading my message on the podcast. My wife and I are on our way to Las Vegas right now. So we love that Steve and his wife were coming out. And he loved the Vegas Near Me info. And he said, you know, he's going to use it on his trip. And he's here until the 18th. So we hope you're having a good time from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Also, from Newburgh, New York, Sue wrote in, and this was kind of back on the kids in Vegas thing, too. She says, I don't understand why you would want to bring your kids to Las Vegas. We were at a Knights game, and the parents of a 9 to 11-year-old girl were hammered, and the little girl was so embarrassed.
Geez, that's awful.
That's sad.
I mean, I think kids going to a Golden Knights game is fine, but when your parents are hammered...
Yeah.
That doesn't, and it's worrisome to the people around you. Like, who's taking care of this child?
It is.
Gosh, yeah. Be careful, people. So, yeah, I mean, I think people are making some good points. It can be really frustrating. So, we are glad to see that resonated with some people and, you know, get your feedback. And maybe we just, you know, bring the kids to Vegas, but, you know, just maybe not out and about at night and maybe not being drunk.
Maybe keep tabs on them and yourself. That's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key right there. Matt from Raleigh, North Carolina also wrote in and said, just wanted to say I love your show and all the latest Vegas news and Vegas topics. It's really great hearing from real Vegas veterans. We appreciate you listening, Matt and Steve and Sue and Kevin. We appreciate the text messages. Keep them coming in.
Yeah, definitely. And hey, FYI, Matt's Twitter handle is at VegasFan777 if you want to follow Matt on Twitter. Thank you, Matt. Hey, we went to the Power of Love Gala last week. We were on the red carpet because it's always a star-studded affair. This year, they were honoring Blake Shelton. He was there with Gwen Stefani. It raises so much money for the Cleveland Clinic. Lou Ruvo Center for Brain Health in downtown Las Vegas, a fabulous facility we have here. And it's so important. They, you know, raise money for hopefully to find a cure for Alzheimer's, bring awareness. They support caregivers, dementia, all that. Anyway, while we were there, we got to talk with a lot of celebrities.
Yeah, we did. There were housewives from Bravo who were on the carpet, lots of music stars, including Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, and other celebrities who are just there to support and who have personal stories connected with Alzheimer's and dementia as well.
Yeah, definitely. And Kristen Chenoweth looked so cute, didn't she?
Oh my gosh, she was adorable.
She was a stunning.
And her dress was like this black sparkly dress that kind of looked tuxedo-ish.
Yeah.
It looked like it had little like white flaps along right. the edge that looked like collars. Great.
The style of her dress is something that I like to wear a lot. And so I was like, oh gosh, where did she get that? Right. So the next day she posted a picture and she put where the dress was from. She tagged them. And it was actually like more of a really formal wedding type.
Really?
Yeah. It was like on a, like, you know, I'm going to actually find it right now and share it because I don't want people to go, well, you need to tell us. but it was so cute. And so now I'm all like, I need to find this dress, but I haven't looked yet on, at how much it costs. So okay. That could be a factor in if I get it or not.
That could very well be. It's one thing to know where it comes from. It's a whole other thing to find out if it is accommodating your bank account.
Yeah. It was Lee Petra Grebinaw. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it says, welcome to the world of Lee Grebinaw, bridal and evening couture. So,
okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I found out where it is. So anyway, she looked adorable.
She did. And Blake Shelton, as you mentioned, Dana, was the honoree of the night. He was being celebrated for all of the philanthropic work that he has done throughout his career. And as we talked to him there on the carpet, he ended up talking about the potential of a Las Vegas residency.
Yeah, and it sounded pretty convincing. So let's listen to what he had to say.
We've been talking about doing a residency for actually a few years now, and to be honest, I've just kind of pushed it away just because at the time I was still doing two seasons of The Voice a year, every year, and so now that I've got some time on my hands, I'm starting to think maybe we'll do it. So maybe we'll do it next year. I mean, we, as I said, that's not like some cryptid, you know, message. I'm just saying that we're talking about it right now. I don't know if next year's too soon, but I'd like to do it.
I feel like there wasn't even like a doubt in his language there that he wants to do one and will do one.
Absolutely. I mean, he says there are talks happening and he would love it to happen next year. So if he's the one who wants it to happen next year, he could make it happen.
Right, exactly. You know, the price just needs to be right for everyone.
Exactly.
So you never know. But, you know, and gosh, country music is so big. We've had so many like residencies lately that are, you know, based around country music. And I like country music, but I'm not a huge, huge fan where I listen to it all the time. But, you know, it's true. If you go to a good country music show, even if you aren't familiar with it, and I know I bring it up all the time, like Luke Bryan's show, you'll become a fan.
You do. And I think the appealing thing to me about country music is that the songs tell such good stories.
They do. And simple.
It's simple stories. It's not, I mean, other genres, for me, it's hard to follow.
Yeah.
It's hard to follow the lyrics. Mm-hmm. I find country music easy to follow and it's, you know, fun songs.
It's great. Yeah,
it is. It's good.
And I mean, the big thing I think if for country music artists who play Vegas is you've got to make it a little bit of a show.
You do.
You know, that's just the difference. It's just, you know, as long as it doesn't feel like a concert. I know there's some people who like that feel too, but I think for a residency, you know, you just got to do a couple different things, you know, just do some cool stuff, do something different that you wouldn't do at a concert and then sold.
Yeah.
It'll be successful.
That's why I like Carrie Underwood's show mm-hmm. over at Resorts World, because that is a freaking show.
Yeah.
That's a production. But yeah, it'll be great to see if Blake ends up here with a residency of his own. Time will tell, hopefully sooner than later. But as soon as we get word on that, we'll, of course, share that with you too. And if you'd like to see our other celebrity interviews from the Keep Memory Alive Gala, you can go to our Vegas Revealed YouTube channel, our new TV episode that is out this weekend is a good chunk is focused on Keep Memory Alive and the interviews that we got over there, including some Footloose action.
I interviewed Denise Williams all about her song Let's Hear It for the Boy.
Yeah.
An iconic scene in Footloose, which just celebrated 30 years. Kevin Bacon went back and visited the school that they shot the film in Utah,
in
you
Payson,
said, right?
In Utah, yeah.
Yeah, and it was fun. It was great. He went and looked, opened up the locker he had and all that. So
my mother-in-law went to high school at that school.
Wow.
And so it's a huge deal.
I
up
bet.
In the Salt Lake area, people are like, oh, that's the Footloose school.
Oh my gosh, that's a big deal.
It
I love
is.
That. What a classic movie. I mean, and Let's Hear It for the Boy was such an iconic moment in the film. And Denise Williams was saying, you know, she still gets emotional about it because she didn't know how the song, you know, or where it was going to be placed in the movie, she was telling us. And she was saying, like, the fact that it was, you know, when he teaches Willard to dance and one of the best, like really the best, you know,
the
scenes
climax
of the movie. Cause you know, now the town's going to allow everyone to dance and they're going to have a dance. And Kevin Bacon, who plays Ren, he's like, you need to learn how to dance, Willard. And he's like, what do you mean? Like, I've never danced. So it's, and then Let's Hear It for the Boy comes on. It's a great moment. Anyway, Denise Williams lives in Las Vegas.
Yeah. And I just love how she lit up when you asked that question.
Right.
I mean, she just, a switch flipped and she was all about it. So go check that out on our Vegas Revealed YouTube.
Sticking with country music real quick, wanted to mention, because I see Red Rock Resort promoting this concert with Dustin Lynch. And I know a lot of people love Dustin. He's a country music superstar. He's coming to Las Vegas again for a performance at the Sandbar Stage. That's August 2nd. So it's coming up. Not too far from now. Doors open at 6 p.m. That's located poolside at Red Rock. And tickets start at $55. So you'll want to get those. And they go on sale Friday, May 17th. So if you're listening to this, they go on a Thursday. They go on sale tomorrow. If you're listening to this anytime after that, they're on sale now.
Well, speaking of shows, there was a show that was announced this week. And it got us thinking, what defines a residency in Las Vegas, because the show that announced has really just a handful of dates.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, is this really a residency or is this just like
that person's
bopping
performing
in that person every time you're free?
Yeah. That person's performing five times over the next 2 years. Like, is it? Yeah, it is odd. Right. I think we might have discussed this way back in like 2020.
Yeah.
But it's worth bringing up again. Like, what is a residency? You know, this show's going on and has three dates in 2024 and two dates in 2025. And I was like, is that a residency or is it that person performing or doing a show five times? Three times in 2024 and two times in 2025. I know there's always a chance to extend and stuff like that, but I don't know. I just, how do you feel since we've got the text messages going? By the way, we didn't even explain. You can text message us by going to our show notes. We have a link there that now sends us a text. It doesn't reveal your whole number, your name or anything. So it's private, but, let us know your feelings. I mean, what do you think? I mean, a Las Vegas residency to me is like a continued show, with, that's a little bit closer together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
hey, July, August.
Well, like
September,
Weekends with
November.
Adele. Weekends with Adele, I feel like, is a good example.
Yeah, that's definitely a residency.
A full blown residency. I mean, there were shows throughout the year, and it was, you know, two shows a weekend.
Right.
So I think that counts. I don't know. I think sporadic pop ins don't necessarily count.
Right. Like, Duran Duran was here recently, and we didn't call it a residency. They were here before, and they're back again. It's not a residency. They came in for a show.
Yeah, I think recurring engagement is different from a residency.
Right. I think a recurring engagement is a better way to put it. I like that. Yeah. I don't know. But I don't know. So it's interesting, but I don't want it to be overdone, I guess. I feel like it's such an honor to have a residency, and you're doing it differently if you're doing a residency. You are planted, you have a show that's Las Vegas based, you have an idea of a show you're going to put on that's going to be a little bit different if you're out touring.
For example, Lunel.
Yeah.
The comedian Lunel. She has a residency every Sunday and Monday over at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club.
Right.
Like, that's a standing thing.
Continued, right. And then she'll do, you know, her one-offs in different cities and stuff like that occasionally. And
But she doesn't go to Detroit and say, here's my one-night residency.
Right, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. But I feel like if you get a residency, it's, you know, it's something different, and it should be called that. But yeah, a few shows, I don't know. I feel like there needs to be at least like a couple days in a row or something.
Yeah, the term's being tossed around pretty loosey-goosey these days.
It really is. So anyway, what do you guys think? Let us know. You can always text us. It's in our show notes. Hey, update, because we love to keep you updated on the Rio, since you guys love the Rio news. They got a new president. The last president that they had, we interviewed the CEO and owner of the Rio.
Of the company that owns the Rio.
Right. But this is the president of the property. And so whoever was the president before had to step down. I think there were some medical issues or some health issues, I should say, that they needed to step away. And so they have now announced a new president. And I love this. It is Patrick Miller. And he actually comes from Park MGM and Nomad. So he was like a big part of when the Monte Carlo turned over to the Park MGM. And all I can think of is, wow, that was a pretty big transformation, because I used to live connected to that because I lived over at Veer, which is right in front of Aria.
Right. Yep.
So I used to walk over to that Monte Carlo, and it was not good. whenever I put that in front of something, you know I wasn't a fan. Well, that Monte Carlo.
And they did. Over at Park MGM, they did a great, successful brand transition from Monte Carlo to Park MGM. It feels... Even now, when you step inside there, it does not feel like an older property.
No. And they have no smoking, so I wonder if Rio will think about that. I wonder if...
Yeah, Patrick,
I don't know.
There was something I saw online recently asking people what their thoughts are on a smoking ban at all casinos.
Yeah. And, there were a bunch of polls going around.
Yeah, there seemed to be a lot of people for it. Obviously, some against it as well. Mm-hmm. I doubt it will be something that takes hold citywide.
Yeah.
But certainly, I think other individual properties could catch on to something like that, especially like the Rio, because it's a standalone entity. Like the Dreamscape, the company that owns it, doesn't have a ton of other properties.
Right, right. Exactly. So they could just, it doesn't like affect anything else, really. It's just we decided our property's not going to have smoking.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But we'll see. I don't know. I don't know if it's the best idea or not. I'm still tossed on the smoking thing, but I think it's cool to have certain properties that don't have smoking. And if people choose to hang out there because that's where they want to go eat and gamble, that's a great option for them.
Absolutely.
So, options are everything, right?
Yep.
So Patrick Miller is the new president over there at the Rio, and he did hold key positions with MGM Resorts International, including senior vice president overseeing the hospitality division at MGM Grand, New York, New York, Excalibur, Signature, and the Shadow Creek Golf Course as well. So interesting. He definitely has some experience. So excited to see what he'll do over there. Sean, you know, I get confused on what we've done and where. Did we even ever talk about the cake class we took with Buddy Velaster on the audio podcast? Because I know we talked about it on KCAL. I know we did it in the TV show.
I don't think we've talked about it on the audio podcast, no.
We are always, like, literally staring at our, like, wall of things that we have stuck up to the wall, our computers, and going, wait, what did we talk about? But anyway, we took a cake decorating class with Buddy Velastro, and that was a blast. Buddy Has a restaurant over at the Venetian called Buddy V's. He has Carlo's Bakery, which is, you know, I don't know what location it is. The third location. He's got locations in New Jersey. And
he's got them all over now.
Yeah. And so people line up for that bakery.
And it's so good.
It is so good. It's delicious. We know why. Because we decorated and had to eat some desserts. We were forced.
And got a lot of intel from Buddy in the process. We were chatting with him the whole time.
Yeah.
And heard how he does all this stuff. He's kind of a cake chemist.
Yeah. He's really good at what he does. And in the cake class, he had to fix all my roses that I was trying to do. And I was like, wow, buddy, you're really good at this. And he was like, well, I better be. And I was like, yeah, I guess good point.
You don't get a name like Cake Boss by being bad at cake decorating.
Yeah, I mean, he's a reality star. The girl who does my eyebrows is like, oh my God, I love his show with his family. And, you know, she's Italian. And she's like, and I'm like, I need to watch this. She's like, oh, it's so great. And then obviously, you know, like we said, he's got the bakery, the restaurants. So he's got all sorts of stuff. He's got cake vending machines. He is so popular. We were there for the 25th anniversary of the Venetian. And it's like, we sat there to interview him, but we had to wait for everyone to take their selfies with him.
We did. Everyone was stopping to get a picture with Buddy. It was great. Yeah. His popularity is just so widespread. I mean, everyone from little kids to like grown men who mm-hmm. are coming over. They were like, Buddy, how's it going, man?
Yeah.
So it is. He has such a wide fan base, but it was great to...
just thinking like what with the name Buddy, right? It's funny because people probably come up to him like, hey buddy. Okay, sorry. And it just like it flows and makes sense.
It does. Hey, okay. Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on, buddy? Anyway. But we had a chance to talk with Buddy. He gave us some of his time, and it was a great chat.
It was. I mean, he is happy to be at the Venetian, and he will continue to be there. And I said, Sean, grab Buddy, and let's talk to him. And you guys had a great chat. Let's roll that.
Buddy, it's the Venetian's 25th anniversary. I know you baked quite the celebration cake. Tell me about it.
Well, I got to tell you, just so proud to be part of the Venetian 25 years. And, you know, we've been part of the Venetian familia for about 11 years now. And sometimes I just pinch myself. I mean, you know, making that deal with Mr. Adelson on a handshake and a dream and what we've been able to accomplish. It was just like my honor to give back and make such a fantastic cake. So we made this giant elaborate cake, very Venetian-esque in a decor. And just happy to be here to be part of the festivities.
And I know you have Buddy V's. We're looking at Buddy V's right behind us. We have the bake shop.
We call this the Buddy Corner here, you know?
It's nice how they did that for you, isn't it?
That, honestly, and truth be told, like I said, I told Mr. Adelson, I said, you know, it's my dream to have a restaurant. Because I'm not a restaurateur. I'm a baker by trade. I go, but I love food. My family cooks. The culinary rock stars in my life are my mom, my aunt, my dad, my wife, my mother-in-law. And I just wanted to bring those flavors to a restaurant and a strip. And he looked me in the eye, he's like, done, we're going to make it happen. It was just like that.
Well, I'm curious, is there a member of your family who's always like pushing you, like, hey, when's the next Vegas trip?
My wife loves Vegas, but we love coming to Vegas. I honestly, it's just not another city like it on a planet. It's like a second home for us. It's funny because when I opened a concept, I moved my in-laws out to help run it. They were supposed to come and get it started for a year. They don't want to leave. They won't come home. So Vegas is their home now. So I'm like, all right, you're going to come back to Jersey? Like, no, we're staying in Vegas. So
see, that's what Vegas does. It sinks its claws into you and really, you don't leave.
It really does. But I've been coming here for like 11 years. I'm here like 5-6 times a year. My staff at Buddy V's and my staff at the bakery have been with me since the beginning. That we're family. Why we are here and why we continue to thrive is because they do what they do every day. And I couldn't be prouder or happier with my staff. And honestly, just not because it's my place, but they do an amazing job.
And I know the Venetian has a partnership with Formula One for the race coming up again in November. Are you going to be back out here for the race?
Honestly, last year I wasn't able to make it because I had something important for one of my children. But this year, dead or alive, I'm coming no matter what, because I'm going to watch that race from that window right there, Buddy V's, and I think I get the best view on a strip.
I love it. And I know you have a cake decorating class that's going on right behind us. If I go home and decorate a cake tonight, what is your top tip for me?
Well, all right. So if you're baking it from like, you know, box or scratch, that doesn't matter, right? You got to let the cake cool down. Now, my kids are guilty of it. They want to make a cake. They do a box make a cake at home. The thing, they dump it. It's hot. They don't want to frost it. No, you can't frost the cake until it's completely cold. I think that's the hardest thing, is to get like a square, beautiful iced cake. And you'll see, because they're going to be successful here. I mean, it might not look exactly like mine.
Well, decoration is subjective too, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not going to be like cockeyed or crooked and stuff like that. So that's the trick, the secret sauce.
And if you want to see that interview with Buddy Velastro, you can watch that on our YouTube channel. We do that in our TV show this weekend. It should post over the weekend, and then you'll be able to watch it there.
And a quick note about that interview. We talk about Buddy's cake vending machines, and there is an important tip that you're going to hear in the TV episode. So be sure to go and check that out before you get a slice of cake out of Buddy V's vending machine.
Yeah, because I have a feeling a lot of people get that slice of cake at like 2 a.m.
And they don't and they don't follow instructions.
Right. Or they might not care at 2 a.m.
They may not care. But Buddy does, because he puts his heart and soul into each slice.
He sure does. All right. Well, speaking of tips, let's do some tips.
This week in Tips, Dana, we have something that is absolutely free, which free is always good. Mm-hmm. And we have something for sports fans, too.
Yeah, this is a really good tip segment. One of them includes free valet. And I love this. The Fountain Blue is doing a special all summer through Labor Day. It's going on right now. And that is free valet on property if you spend money there. And we're talking about like eating at the restaurants, like including Don's Prime, China Club, Washing Potato, La Fontaine for breakfast, lunch, dinner. If you enjoy a signature cocktail at one of the bars or lounges, all of you are eligible to validate your valet. So that is something that you and I recently talked about.
It is.
If we said if you're going there to spend money, you'd think that you could at least have your parking or valet validated. And that's what they are doing. Also, if you hit up one of the stores, Aquamarine, the Missoni store, or get some treatments at Lapis Spa, if you go to the salon, all that is included in that validation promotion.
And on top of that, we also want to remind you, Fountain Blue also offers up to 4 hours of free self-parking to all of its guests in the resort's garage. So there's always 4 hours of free parking, but now through Labor Day, you can get your valet validated if you're spending money on property, which I think is how everyone should be. But bravo, Fountain Blue.
Yeah, it's great. We went over to that party recently and I valeted because it included free valet with the invitation, and it was really nice. They're quick over there. You go right in, walk through the doors, and you're there. I don't mind the parking garage. For certain hotels, I prefer to park in the parking garage.
Right, yep.
Because it takes long to get your car back and stuff like that. This one, you get that link to your phone, and then it's like sitting there for you when you get, by the time you get down there. I love that. Also, I have a friend that does not like elevators, so she always makes me drop her at the bottom. Then I've got to drive up and park, go down the elevator, try and find her. So this whole valet thing is great. So, and I usually go over there with her because she lives in my building and it's right around the corner. So we'll be like, hey, want to grab dinner or want to grab a coffee?
It's your neighborhood casino.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, then I got to drop you at the thing. So now I'm all about the free valet. Valet me. I don't want to go through all this rigmarole, as my mom would call it.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I love valet free validation.
Exactly.
Yeah, and free parking. Hey, sports fans, listen up. Sunset Station, this is one of the casinos that is owned by Station Casinos. They have just unveiled a new Station Sportsbook over at Sunset Station Resort. So there are a ton of new high definition screens everywhere you look. It's a really swanky vibe in there. They have plaid carpets, very visually interesting, mm-hmm. luxury stadium box experiences as well. So this is I always look for great places to go and watch sports.
Right.
Watching at home is fun, but I like to, especially if it's a game that I'm really interested in,
right.
I like to feel the vibe of a crowd if I can't be at the game in person.
Right. No, that makes sense. And they even have comfortable leather seating. So it's like you're at home, but not really.
It is. And so the debut of the new sports book over at Sunset Station comes just really months after the Durango Resort opened, which is another station casino property. That sports book is absolutely beautiful. And I feel like they kind of took a page out of what they did at Durango and applied it over at Sunset too.
Because they have plaid carpet too,
they
right?
They do. Yeah. Yes, they do.
No, but I know it's a big deal. I know some people really, it factors into, you know, where they're going to go when they want to go watch games. It depends on how good the sports book is or if it's the feel that they want. So I think something like this is important because now this could be a destination spot for people to go to Sunset Station.
Right. And I mean, sports books have definitely changed a lot over the years here in Las Vegas. I know even when I moved here in 2005, largely the sports books still had like those, it almost looked like a college library. Mm-hmm. You know how you walk in and there's just all those little cubicles?
Yeah.
And you just pull up and do your studying in there.
Yep.
It was like all those cubicles that were kind of set up staring at the screens, and they had all the wagers up on the board.
Right.
But now the sports books have transitioned into a much more like living room kind of feel where mm-hmm. you can sit there, be comfortable, and know that if you're there for the long haul, you're going to be comfortable for the long haul.
Right. It's fun and it's a new environment. Yeah. And I was reading at the bottom of the release about the sports book that they were saying like this is all part of Station Casino's ongoing reinvestment in its portfolio of off-strip luxury resorts and neighborhood casinos. So they're really pouring a lot into not only the new hotel casinos, like you mentioned, but also the ones that are already standing. And you make a good point there. I love that.
Yeah. And I think this is just part of a refresh that's going on property wide over there at Sunset Station as well. So we love when investments are made to keep things current.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And speaking of Red Rock, I'm going to be over there this weekend for the launch of basically the unveiling of the Easy Day Foundation. It's labeled as a beacon of support for veterans and their families. So I'm interested to learn more. This one of the co-founders is Frank Fertitta. And, you know, Frank and the Fertittas obviously own Station Casinos all around town. So I'm excited to go over there and see what that's all about. We're going to be interviewing Sammy Hagar coming up soon as he kicks off Sammy's Island at the Palms. We're going over to Lindo Michoacan at Palace Station, another station.
Another station property, yeah.
Yeah, which is a Mexican restaurant that has been so popular here in Las Vegas for years.
And this is a locals' favorite.
It is.
And it is now just steps from the Strip, mm-hmm. right there off of Sahara. So you're going to want to hear this when we share it with you here on the podcast.
Right, because we're going over to do an interview for that too. We'll be interviewing Terry Fader coming up. He's moving over to the Strat from New York, New York. So lots of good stuff coming your way as usual. We've been getting so much content because we're doing the TV show now. And we also have the supporters of the audio podcast that subscribe and donate to us every month. So thank you to everyone. Keep texting. We've got the link in our show notes.
And thank you to our presenting sponsor, Level Up Law. If you have a legal issue, need advice, need representation, give them a call at 855-LEVEL-UP.
Have a great week, everyone.
You know, Dana, we talk about this all the time. Now more than ever, people are using apps to help them navigate Las Vegas.
Definitely. I can't live without it.
And we have one that covers it all. The best part about it, it is free. Download the Vegas Near Me app on the Google Play and in the Apple App Store. But be sure to use the link down in our show notes to download it to your phone now.
figure out where to park, how much it costs, get full detailed maps of all our hotel casinos, book a restaurant or an Uber. You're also going to find restaurant coupons, sightseeing tour deals, and more. A free app, and it could save you money. We love that. If it's fun to do or see, it's on Vegas Near Me.